Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans, chapter 1. We'll read verses 9 through 16 together. Romans, chapter 1, verses 9 through 16. We'll read this passage responsively. Romans, chapter 1, verses 9 through 16. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. And I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I'll read yet one other scripture. You need not turn there. Psalm 19, verse 14 reads, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the privilege of being here in a church like ours, a church that cares about the souls of men, a church who has a man of God as its leader, who walks with you very closely. And Father, please fill our preacher with your power tonight. We need what you have for us tonight. May we listen with spiritual ears as never before, please. Change our hearts and our lives. Change our church, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I told you I would try, if I could, to get us through here quickly tonight. I think that's going to happen. I picked a short title for my sermon, hoping that would make the sermon short. You see my logic there, right? The title of this evening's sermon is this, My. M-Y. My. My. Romans chapter 1, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul's saying here, I'm not ashamed of my association with the gospel. And he's talking about himself here. He's saying, that's my gospel. He said, that's my gospel. That's what I stand for, and that's what I am. Another verse that we read this evening, in Psalm 19, verse 14, the Bible says this, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." David says, that's my Lord. David said, that's my strength. Paul said, that's my gospel, and I'm not ashamed of it. That's mine. That's my gospel. There's a song that I love to hear you sing. I wish all of us would find ourselves with the same attitude and fervor that Paul did when he said, I'm just not ashamed. That's my gospel, and I'm not ashamed of it. I think we all ought to look and say, yep, that's my God. Yep, that's my Redeemer. Yep, that's my Savior. My Savior. My Savior. I love to hear you sing the song, He is Mine. I want you to grab your songbook, turn to page number 11. Brother Nash, why don't you come? Let's sing a couple of verses of this song, He is Mine, and sing it like He is yours. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Nash, you lead us.
Long before the fall of man, designed a master plan. He exchanged a sinner for the sinless one. Jesus left his throne on high, came to earth to bleed and die. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He is mine. He is mine. I am blessed beyond no measure. He is mine. I have pardon, full and free. Through the body shed for me, saved forever I shall be. He is mine. On the last verse. Through God's mercy and his grace, he's prepared for us a place. Words cannot describe the matchless beauty there. We will praise the perfect Lamb, King of kings, the great I am. He has made the joys of heaven ours to share. Sing, he is mine. He is mine. I am blessed beyond no measure, he is mine. I have pardoned full and free. Through the blood he shed for me, safe forever I shall be. He is mine.
Amen. Amen. You may have a seat there. He is mine. I looked in the Bible after looking at Psalm 19:14, and I found the Lord said, he is my strength. He is my redeemer. Paul said, that's my gospel, and I'm not ashamed. I found out the word my or mine is virtually one of the most frequently used words in the whole Bible. 2,808 times we see the word my or mine. I think there are certain things that God just wants us to claim. That's mine. That's mine. I'm not talking about it in a stingy way, but I think God wants us to associate. I think God said that's good. Now that's yours, and I want you to claim it. I love the song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. I like that song, My Anchor Holds. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. My Jesus, I love thee. My Redeemer, first of all. My Savior's love. My Father planned it all. My country, 'tis of thee. My. My God is real. My heart can sing over and over again. We see the word my in the Bible. When my daughter was growing up, my wife and I used to almost a little game that we would play. When Charlotta was very, very young, my wife would say to Charlotta, Charlotta may be sitting between my wife and I, and my wife would grab my hand, and my wife would say to Charlotta, my daddy. Well, my daughter would immediately grab my hand and say, my daddy. And my wife would say, no, my daddy. And Charlotta would come over up against me and squeeze me and hang on to me and say, my daddy. And you know something? I love that. I love that she would claim me as her daddy. Now let me tell you something this evening. He is my God. He is my God. And tonight, we're going to take a quick journey. We're not really going to go very far. We're not going to go very high. But I do want to do this. I want to take a little time, and I want to talk to you about my. Maybe this evening, this is more a testimony than it is a sermon. I'm not sure. And it is not so much that the things I'm about to mention belong to me. Maybe it is. I belong to them. But the sermon's title this evening is my. I want to start out by saying this. This black book that I hold is my book. This is my book. I claim it. I'm not ashamed of it. This is my book. And I wish you would do the same. Don't be ashamed of the old black book. What's wrong with the old black book that Mama used to read from? Hey, well, we don't need a modern translation. We've got the old black book, and this is my book. Hey, I take my book with me everywhere I go. Hey, you that go to the public school, you take your Bible. And when you're at school, you say, that's my book. And when you're at work, those of you that work out there in the secular field, don't be afraid to take your Bible. And someone says, what's that? You say, that's my Bible. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Hey, this is my Bible. The Bible is my book. And I'm not ashamed of that. Not only that, Jesus is my Savior. He's my Savior. That's a very personal thing between he and I. And if you're saved tonight, you have that same personal relationship. Don't be ashamed of it. Hey, he's your Savior. My Jesus, I love thee. Don't be ashamed of that. He's my Savior. And if he's your Savior, don't be afraid to speak up for him. And I'm not talking about being rude. I'm not talking about being unkind to someone. But I am talking about my Savior. Don't be afraid to talk about my Savior and claim him as your Savior. People around me, when I hear them talk, there was once, and I didn't mean this to be a smart aleck, but I heard someone say Jesus Christ. Now, they were not saying it in the same connotation I would. And you know, I merely said, oh, that's my Savior. Why? He's my Savior. Look, this is my book. He is my Savior, and I'm not ashamed of that. And you shouldn't be either. Listen, salvation by grace through faith is my salvation. He's my Savior. This is my book, and salvation is mine. And I received it by grace through faith. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to claim my salvation. I'm saved. Look, if anybody ever asks you if you're born again, don't you be afraid to say, hey, I know I have my salvation. You ought to know that you have your salvation and claim it and talk about it. And don't be afraid to tell someone that you have a salvation about you. I'll watch people sometimes. I'll go places and preach across the country. I'll get to the invitation and I'll ask, how many of you here tonight have trusted Christ as your Savior? I'll see people raise their hand, but I'll see many that do not. But I know that they're saved. I know they're members of that church. I know they're faithful to that church. And I'm just wondering, has he been their Savior so long that he's become old hat to them? Don't you let that happen to you. Look, every time the invitation is given and somebody asks, if you die tonight, are you sure you go to heaven? And you get the chance to raise your hand. You know what you're doing? You're casting the vote saying, hey, yes, that's my Savior. That's my Jesus. Don't be afraid of that. He's given me my salvation. So this is my book. And he is my Savior. And salvation by grace through faith is my salvation. And I want to say this tonight. America is my country. It is my country. And I love America. I love the old red, white, and blue. Now, I realize that America is not all that she ought to be, but she's more than other countries are. Thank God we still have religious freedom here. And I love America, and those of you that you were in the military and you're veterans and you've given of yourself, keep this country free. And for the hundreds of thousands of men in years gone by that gave their lives and shed their blood to make Old Glory flow, I want to tell you something. I love America. This is my country. I love America. And it's my country, and I'm not ashamed of my country. Now, again, I realize America is not all that America ought to be, but it's my country. And I personally believe the people that don't love this country, that are disloyal to this country, what they should do is go find them the country where they want to live and go there, but don't attack my country in my country. Say, but we have freedom of speech. Yes, we do. And I'm exercising that very thing tonight. Yes, sure. This is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And the brave's telling the idiots to pack your duds, head out, go find your communist country if that's what you want. But this is my country, and I love the old red, white, and blue, and I love the stars and stripes, and I'm not ashamed to be an American. When I go to other countries and preach, I'm not ashamed of what I am. America is my country. This is my book. Jesus is my Savior. Salvation by grace through faith is my salvation. America is my country. I never thought I'd say what I'm about to say. West Virginia is my state. This is my state. I'll tell you something. When I travel across the country, they tell their little West Virginia jokes, and I it's okay. I take it. It doesn't bother me a lick. I'm just glad they've got something to say about my state. They just go right ahead. Hey, I used to sing "Back Home Again" in Indiana. That's not home anymore. This is my home. I wanna die here. Not anytime soon. So don't you help me out. But I love West Virginia. I love the hills. I love the mountains. I love the trees. I love the fresh air. I love hillbillies and hollers. I love it. I love it. Mrs. Owens and I, if we have to, we're going to get us a still in the backyard, get a couple teeth yanked out, and go barefooted if we have to. But I'm a full-fledged hillbilly, and we're working that. We got us a hound dog, cowboy boots, and a four-wheel drive. Hey, and it won't be long. We're going to have some barefoot grandbabies. I love West Virginia. This is my state. Indeed, I spent 40 years of my life in Indiana. But I'm telling you something, when God transferred me from Indiana to West Virginia, He just didn't move my body. He just didn't move my clothes. He didn't just move the belongings that we had. God moved my heart. My heart's in West Virginia, and this is my state. And I claim it, and I'm not ashamed of that. Let me tell you something. There's some of you, it's time for you to move your heart. It's time for you to move your heart. You moved your luggage, but you didn't move your heart. This is my book. He is my Savior. Salvation by grace through faith is my salvation. America is my country. West Virginia is my state. Berkeley County is my county. We're not going to spend a lot of time there, but it is my county. And Martinsburg is my town. Martinsburg is my town, and I tell you something, I enjoy just going downtown and walking through old downtown. You say, well, it's not very elaborate, it's not very exciting, but it's my town. It's my town. And I love it, and I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim this book. I'm going to claim my Savior. I'm going to claim my salvation. I'm going to claim my country, America. I'm going to claim my state and my county and my city. And say, the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church is my church. It's my church. This is my church, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of it in the slightest. And you know something? I want everybody to hear about my church. You say, Brother Owens, you know, as you're doing the work of God and you people are hearing about our church, and that's really, you're promoting that as a man of God. No. I promote my church because I'm a member of this church, and this is my church, and I'm so pleased and proud, not in a sinful way, but this is my church. I want everybody to hear about it. Hey, when I travel, I want the people in Washington, the state of Washington, to hear about my church. I'll fly to California this week, and I'm going to tell them about my church. And then I'll go to Texas, and I'll tell them about my church. And I'll go to Florida, and I'll tell them about my church. And then I'll be in Alabama, and I'll tell them about my church. And then I'll go to Georgia, and I'll tell them about my church. And I'll go to every state in the United States of America, and I'll tell them this is my book, and my Savior, and my salvation, and this is my church. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of that. This is my church. I was with a pastor once, and there were he had some special people in his church. There was a husband and wife, and they looked like they evidently were street people, and maybe they had an elevator, but it didn't go all the way to the top floor in their thinking. And we were together, and these people were outside a restaurant, and I watched him scurry us into the restaurant, and he said, those people frequent my church, and I just want to get past and get into the restaurant real quick before they notice us. Now, I went into the restaurant, but let me tell you something. I won't scurry past one of my members. It doesn't matter to me if they're rich or poor, if the elevator goes to the top floor or not. They're my folks, and they're from my church, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I'm not going to be ashamed of that. The Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church of Martinsburg, West Virginia is my church. If you work on the staff here, full or part-time, whether it's at the church or the school, stand up for a second. Now I want you to know something. This is my staff. This is my staff, and I'm proud that they're my staff, and I love them, and this is my staff. I think one of the best staffs of people that you'll find in the nation. You say, do they know it all? No, but they're learning pretty quick. They're learning pretty quick, and if it were not for this staff, and I'll claim them as my staff, we wouldn't have the revival going in this church that we have going right now. We have something wonderful going, and I want you all to know, I'm proud that you're my staff. I'm glad every one of you work here. I'm glad you're here. I love you. I appreciate you, and this is my staff. Thank you so much. You can have a seat there. Choir, stand up. This is my choir. This is my choir. Boy, do I love to hear them sing. I love it when they get with it. What a great special we had earlier. Fantastic. And keep working at it. Let me tell you something. These are not people that have had trained voices for years and years and years and years. Hey, but I'll tell you this. They work at it, and they work at it. And I'll also tell you something else. I've been places that have choirs where they've got all these trained voices, but they don't have the Holy Ghost of God on them. My choir has the power of the Holy Spirit of God on them, and I'm so proud of you, and you're doing a great job. That's my choir. You can have a seat there. That's my choir. This is my book. He's my Savior. Salvation by grace through faith. That's my salvation. America is my country. West Virginia is my state. Berkeley is my county. Martinsburg is my town. Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, that's my church. I have a staff, and they're my staff. And I have a choir, and that's my choir. And they sing my kind of music. If you work in the bus ministry here, a driver, a worker, teenage, adult, if you're a captain, I want you to stand up for a second. This is my bus ministry. This is my bus ministry, and they're doing a good job. And I am so proud of them, and I claim them. I thank you for what you're doing, and let me tell you something. This is my bus ministry, and I am so pleased with what's going on around here, and I claim every one of them. I know as you look at a few of them, you say, they don't look real bright, yeah? But I like the bright ones and the not-so-bright ones. This is my bus ministry, and I'm excited about it, and I'm happy about it, and I love it, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly, and thank God for it. Thank you. Thank you, bus ministry. You can have a seat there. That's my bus ministry. That's it. I claim it. And over again in the Bible, you see the word my. God said, hey, if that's yours, you claim it. You claim it. And he's talking about, don't be ashamed to be associated with it. I'm glad. My wife and I were driving in this morning. All of a sudden, I see shooting up 81, a red, white, and blue star and stripe bus. I said, that's one of my buses. A few minutes later, here come another red, white, and blue stripe bus. I said, that's one of my buses. A few minutes later, here come another red, white, and blue stripe bus. I said, that's one of my buses. I'm so proud of those buses. And I'm not talking about in an arrogant way. God gave them to us. Those are ours. We ought to hold our head high and say, hey, that's my bus ministry. And don't be ashamed of being a part of a church that buses people into church. That's my bus ministry. We're doing that for my Savior, because in my Bible, it tells us that we ought to get people's salvation, the same salvation that I have. Listen, if you're a nursery worker or a nursery director, stand up for a second. What a mighty army of ladies. God bless you, ladies. Oh, my. You deserve rewards. And when you get to heaven, you'll get those rewards. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something special. But these are the ladies at work in my nurseries. My nurseries are not perfect. But let me tell you something. We're working on it. I know we've got too many people in the nurseries. I need everybody to stop having babies. I don't know where we're going to put them all. If you got one in the oven, just hold off for about 6 or 8 more months, if you will. But those nurseries are my nurseries. Those are my nursery directors. And I'm pleased with that. And I'm not disappointed at that. No, these ladies are not perfect. But I'll tell you something. We're learning, and we're training, and we're making progress. And these are the workers of my nurseries, and I claim them. Thank you, nursery workers. Thank you so very much. Martinsburg Christian Academy is my school. That's my school. If you're a student at Martinsburg Christian Academy, stand up for a second. If you're a staff member at Martinsburg Christian Academy, stand up for a second. Now, you listen to me. These young people that are standing, they are not perfect. They're growing, but they have a great spirit. You'll go long and far anywhere in the United States of America to find a Christian school with a better attitude. You ought to someday come to one of our chapel services. And I mean it. We walk into chapel and they burst out cheering and they stand and they cheer and you ought to hear them sing and you ought to see the altar call. Last week I preached, we had an altar call. Every single person in the school came forward but one. Every single person came forward, got on their face, and you all notice it. They have a special spirit about them. This staff, this is my staff. And I'm proud of them. No, they're not perfect, but this is my school staff. These are my school students. And I am so pleased that they are. They're mine. You say, you claim them? Every one of them. Even the kids that are ornery. Even the ones that get into some trouble. I claim them. Every one of them. Those are our students. And I am so pleased to be able to say that. Thank you. You may have a seat. My. 2,808 times the word my or mine is mentioned in the Bible. David the psalmist said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, that gospel, that's my gospel. And this is my book, and he is my Savior. And salvation by grace through faith, that is my salvation. America is my country. West Virginia is my state. Berkeley is my county. Martinsburg is my town. Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church is my church. I have a church staff, and they're my church staff. We have a bus ministry, and that's my bus ministry. And we have a nursery, and a fine nursery organization. That's my nursery, Martinsburg Christian Academy. That's my school. I have a deacon board here, and I'm very pleased with my deacon board. I want all my deacons and their wives to stand up for a second. Deacons and wives, stand up for a second. These are my deacons. And I'll tell you something, you'll go long and far to find a deacon board with such a good attitude. When I came here, the deacon board were a group of servants, and they were good men. And that was my deacon board. And as some have passed away and new deacons have been selected, well, let me say again, these are my deacons. Are they perfect? No. Do they have good attitudes? You can be sure of it. Good attitudes and spiritual and soul winners and faithful and loyal. And this is my deacon board. And that's the men and their wives. God bless you, folks. You can have a seat there. By the way, I am so grateful that the Holy Spirit is my Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful when I watch my Holy Spirit move in. I claim Him. I claim Him. I claim Him for the music. I claim Him for the altar call. I claim Him for the chapel services. I claim Him for the congregational singing. I claim Him for the preaching. I claim Him for the soul winning. I claim Him on the bus routes. I claim Him in every class at Martinsburg Christian Academy. I claim Him. I claim Him in the children's Sunday school classes and the teenage Sunday school classes and the adult Sunday school classes. I claim Him at the ball games. I claim Him. I want the Holy Spirit of God at a ball game. I want it to be holy in there. I want competition to run high. I want fun to be abundant. But I want the Holy Spirit of God to work. Hey, if we stop a ball game at any point and stand up and want to sing Amazing Grace, I want every heart to sing and be as excited about Amazing Grace as an amazing shot. I claim the Holy Spirit of God. It's almost as if we wouldn't want the sports in Christian schools across America to be spiritual. Well, I've got news for you. Everything a church does is supposed to be spiritual. And that's a church school, not a private school. And so, I claim Him. I claim the Holy Spirit of God. Brother Bush is my assistant pastor, and he's my Christian school administrator. I claim him. Brother Bajent is my bus director. I claim him. Brother Young is our men's ministry director. I claim him. Brother Major, I don't want any other bus director. I want you as my bus director. Brother Young, I don't want anybody else to be my men's director. I picked you. I picked you on purpose. I want you. Brother Bush, I want you to be my Christian school administrator. I trust you. I want you. You're mine. Joshua, you're my youth director. You're my son, but if you were not my son, I would have hired you for the job because I know what kind of a young man you are. And you're mine. You're mine. You're my son, but you're my youth director. Brother Nash, you're my... Right. I've got it written down here. Brother Nash is my music director. Brother Nash, I'm telling you, some of you do not realize the kind of people we have working for us. You do not realize. I do not know. I do not know of a man that can stand in a pulpit and lead music like Greg Nash that is on a pastoral staff in America today. I know a few that work in a college or two that are very good at it. Dr. Wendell Evans is phenomenal, but you'll go long and far to find another man that can stand with the spirit that he stands. Hey, and let me tell you something. That's not to puff him up, but it is to say to you, you know what y'all do? I pray for him so that the devil doesn't get to him so he can stay on topside. But that right there, that man is my music director, my assistant pastor, and I thank God for him. My strength, my redeemer. Over 2,800 times the word my is mentioned in the Bible. You know something? I claim my Sunday school classes and our Sunday school ministry here. I'm not ashamed of it. If you're a Sunday school teacher or an assistant teacher, stand up for a second. You're a Sunday school teacher or an assistant teacher. Hey, this is my Sunday school staff. These are the people who are getting the job done, training people, loving people, teaching the Bible. And this is my Sunday school staff, and I am very pleased to be able to say that. And you just look around. Look at this team of people. What a lot of people. Do you realize over 100 teachers and assistant teachers stand or prepare to teach the Bible every week with 50 Sunday school classes in this church? God bless you, folks. This is my staff. You can have a seat there. They're my teachers. My assistant teachers. Now, we have a youth department here. Not all of our kids have the privilege of going to our Christian school. And I want the kids that don't get to go to our Christian school to know Brother Owens loves you, and I'm proud of you, and you're a part of our youth department too. I want everybody that is 7th grade through age 18 that is a part of our youth department, and I want our youth workers to stand. We've got people that are designated youth workers, and all the teenagers, whether you're in our Christian school or not, I want you to know something. It's not just the youth department. Is not just for our Christian school. It's for all the kids that are young people. Every young person needs help at the church while they're going through their teenage years. And I want to say to every one of these youth workers, you got to see them. They come out full force on Thursday night to take young people out soul winning. And they have activities. And they have fun with them. They have young fundamentalists over here. And God bless you, folks. These are my youth workers. This is my youth department. Whether in the Christian school or not, these are my young people. And young people, I'm proud of you. Hey, when you're not good, I love you. I'll help you. I'm your friend. When you're good, we're happier about that. But when you're good, we're going to love you. When you're bad, we're going to love you. But this is my youth department, and these are my teenagers, and I'm very proud of them. I'll tell you something, folks. You talk about a rolling billboard. All we have to do is send our young people across this 4 or 5 state area, and when they walk in, they've got a spirit about them that is unique. It's not a hypocritical spirit. They walk into places and they say, my goodness, what is different about these young people? It's Jesus that's different about it. It's preaching that's different about it. Hey, and it's rules, and the rules being kept. That's what's different about them. And young people, don't destroy that now, but this is my youth department. These are my youth workers. You may have a seat there. This is my book. He is my Savior. Salvation is my salvation. This is my country, my state, my county, my town, my church. This is my staff, my choir, my bus ministry, my nursery workers. Martinsburg Christian Academy is my school. It's my deacon board. I'm glad that I have my Holy Spirit to help me. I'm so glad to have my staff and those that help to direct this ministry. My Sunday school teachers and assistant teachers. Hey, those are mine. I claim them. I'm not ashamed of that. That's my youth department. The men in this church, I want every man, every boy, man, young or old, stand up for a second, every man. I want you to take a second, man, and I want you to look around. We're practicing segregation up here. It almost looks like President Bush's speech with the Democrats and the Republicans. Did y'all see it? Now, I want you men and boys, I want you to look around and I want you to thank God that you have a church full of men. Full of men. Look at all these men. Hundreds of men. hundreds of men. You'd be shocked how many churches are ran all by the women. You got a bunch of women and children, and thank God for the women. I'm not downplaying women, but these are my men. These are my men. No, they're not perfect, but I thank God for them. Here they are at church on a Sunday night when they couldn't be home watching a football game, but they're faithful to their God, and I'm proud of them, and these are my men. From those of you that are brand new in this church, to those of you that have been here since Noah came over on the ark, let me tell you something. These are my men, and I'm so proud to have them as a part of this ministry. God bless you, men. You can have a seat. My strength, my Redeemer. Oh, folks, we've got a lot going for us. Claim it. It's yours. Enjoy it. So I just don't have anything going for me. Oh, you just don't realize. All you got to do is start looking around and see all the things that are yours. He is mine. He is mine. And he is yours, too. And look at what he's given us. Ladies, little girls, teenagers, adult ladies, stand up for a second. These are the ladies of my church. And these are my ladies. And I'm proud of them. Let me tell you, ladies, something. Let me tell you something. You do not realize what a contributor you are to the spirit of this church. Honestly, thank God for you. A church will rise no higher than the spirit of their ladies. I will guarantee it. When we host our National East Coast Ladies Conference, the spirit is phenomenal. Phenomenal. It's amazing how a couple of hundred of you can take over 1,000 other women, and you can influence them, and you can turn their spirit and lift their spirit. They walk out of here on cloud nine. Over 110 churches came last year to be a part of the East Coast Ladies Conference, and I'll tell you why. Because of an incredible spirit. An incredible spirit. Are these ladies perfect? No. But they are trying, and they're sincere, and they're learning to walk with God. And I will say, I think of Mrs. Smith back here, who was the pastor's wife before we got here. And what a delightful spirit the ladies had then. Now, that's led. Somebody leads that spirit. And I would be amiss if I did not speak to my dear wife this evening, who has one of the greatest spirits you'll ever meet in your life. She goes through thick and thin, and she keeps going, and she has a good attitude and a good spirit. These are my ladies, and I am so pleased, and I am so proud, and I claim every one of you. Every one of you, ladies. I claim you. You're my ladies, and I'm glad that you are. You may have a seat. My. If you're here tonight, you're not saved, I invite you to my Savior. If you're here tonight and you would like some forgiveness, come get the forgiveness I have. My forgiveness came from my Savior. It'll just get burdens off your back, get your past from weighing you down. My. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You know what he's saying? That's my gospel. I'm not ashamed of it. Everywhere Paul went, he told everyone about it. David said, he's my Savior. He's my strength. And if I had time, I could take you to 2,808 references. I counted all of them. 2,808 times where God said, my. Claim it! He is mine. And he's been awful good to us. My. Maybe these things do not belong to me. Maybe I belong to them. But some way, they're mine. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We're going to have an altar call. If you're unsaved, you come. If you need the altar for a moment, you come. In a matter of just a moment, I'm going to ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. If they do, we'll stand, the choir will sing, and we'll open this altar. We won't take long, but we will take a moment. I'll ask the instrumentalists to begin to play at this time. Let's stand to our feet, choir, if you'll sing a song of invitation, please. You can't hold your head high and say, that's my church. And find one that you can say that about. Why in the world sell yourself short?
You husbands. You need to say, that's my wife. You wives. Say, that's my husband. You teenagers. Say, that's my youth director. Children. Say, that's my mom. That's my dad. Bus workers. You say, that's my bus captain. I'm trying to be arrogant. I'm trying to be stingy. We're looking at the blessings and we're saying, that's what God gave me. That's mine. I thank God for the auditorium God has given us here. This is my auditorium. I love the buildings that God has made available through the work of all the saints of God through the years. These are my buildings. I'm in a church full of my friends, my family. My assistant pastors, make sure as people come forward, you help me. We're getting redundant again with decisions, and that's your job to take care of. My. One more time through the song. Thank you, choir. Thank you, congregation. You can have a seat there.